Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, not After Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more original live experiences on the radio. How do we know that? Well, one, we're original, and two, we're live. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And you know what? I don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one serving of crispy Korean chicken wings dished up with lollipop style with house-made sweet and spicy red chili sauce sprinkled with scallions and sesame seeds and lots of napkins. Dig in. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. But you know what, Robo Paul? We probably won't. You want to know why? 350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. Excellent. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're answering life's questions about life's questions, and we don't have a daily double today, but I do have a good one. Why do the numbers on a phone go down while the numbers on a calculator go up? Very revealing. Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
You think you're pretty clever, don't you? I happen to know that every word in your book was published years ago. Perhaps you've read the dictionary.
Now that is a great sound piece. We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is brought to you by the green solution to your gopher and rat problem, barnowlboxes.com, 760-445-2023.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. Congress announced a deal to reopen the government and raise the borrowing limit. The Dow Jones average like that, up 205 points on the blue chip index to 15,373 today. The NASDAQ up 45 points to 3839 on the high techs, and the S&P up over 23 points at 1721. All three of the major indexes responding to the positive news out of Washington. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term investment and retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, and most importantly, inheritance and income planning. Call me for your private consultation with me. It's free. The number to call, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Make sure to ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me at 800-727-PLAN.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... there you go. Way to step up to the plate, Sean Connery. First segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland from Zero Res. Here's the bottom line. They use scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals. It leaves your carpet soft, smelling fresh. It dries quickly. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. And the techs are prompt, polite, and professional and know 10 times more than I do about carpets. Go, first of all, I don't know anything about carpets, so that's probably a very good thing. Second of all, they actually know what's going on when they're cleaning your carpets. Here's the cool thing with them, okay? They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You get your carpets done, you look back at your carpets after a week, all those spots, if they start to emerge, you went to a wet and jet place, wrong place, you want to go to Zero Res, you want to call 858-486-4100, that's 858-486-4100, or you go to ZeroResSanDiego.com, that's Zero Res, R-E-Z. Zero Res, R-E-Z, SanDiego.com. Three rooms, $129. But they got another special coming up right after the end of this week. But this is the hot one you want to take advantage of right now. $129 for three rooms and a hallway. I think that hallway is included there. What you want to do is call Zero Res, 858-486-4100. Tell them, everyone says Zero Res. And tell them you saw it or heard it. You didn't see it. If you saw it on radio, that'd be impressive. You heard it on radio here on the David Spoon Experience. Thank you very much. Let's go to some of our top stories. What are some of our top stories today? Aren't you curious? Aren't you curious where we're going to go? Yeah, we're going to do some spiritual stuff. Of course. Yeah, I got a devotional from Leviticus. Really? Yeah, no, really. But the more important thing is a couple things that are going on in our own government, which we love to pray for. We love to pray for our government officials. That's what we're supposed to do. Plus, there's such a good connection between Hollywood and Washington that at this point, the government is also a great source of entertainment. So we can really appreciate that. In fact, there's a story that I have that's buried in some of my papers that talks about the fact that Hollywood is acknowledging the connection to Washington because they're going to be bringing Obamacare into the plots on some of the shows. They're bringing into the plot of some of the shows that are coming up in the next 7 or 8 weeks. They're bringing Obamacare into the plot, and they're acknowledging that it's all part and parcel. They have a connection. Which I want to say, for the first time ever, at least they're acknowledging that there's a connection. And like I say, Washington, a great source of entertainment, at least from my perspective. I want to say something, though, about the general media, because I think there's something you should know, and it has to do with headlines and photos. Headlines and photos. Now, I'm not really a media guy. I'm kind of out there for the media, per se. But from my perspective, I noticed one thing that I'm an observant guy. And I always notice that headlines are written to grab your attention. Watch, I'll show you how they grab your attention. Sex! Oh, now everybody's listening. So you see how that works? So what they do is they'll do a headline and they'll write something and you'll go, whoa, look at that headline. So then you have to read the story. That's how they write the headlines. Guess what they're doing with those headlines? Here's a new thing they're really doing. You want to know what they're doing? I'm gonna blow the lid off of this whole thing. They're taking pictures of people and they're taking like 10, 15, 20 pictures in a row. So if a person like opens their mouth and closes their mouth and looks down and looks up, they have a picture of a person looking up or looking down, and depending on what the headline is, they take that picture and they put it to the headline. You know what we call that? Manipulation and lying. So when you see a picture, it could have been one of 30 pictures that were taken. It could have been somebody sneezing and their nose is up in the air and they're like, ah, and then they'll take the picture and they'll go, this is the picture proof that this person is about to scream, even though they're about to sneeze. It's got nothing to do with nothing. So you got to be a little more aware. You got to be a little more savvy if you're going to read, if you're going to look at some of these things, and understand that just because somebody puts a picture up doesn't mean that's the picture that took place. So I'll give you an example. Okay, this is one of my favorite examples. And let me tell you something. They do this on all sides. There's no politically left, politically right. Everybody does this. Fox News does this, CNN does this, MSNBC does this, ABC does this, CBS, NBC, everybody does this. They take a bunch of pictures and they pick the one that they think fits the headline the best. Now, the most recent one is Harry Reid doing something, and they show Harry Reid and he's got his fist up like he's being defiant. And it's like, and they're not showing you that after the four photos after, he was taking his hand and going up in the air and holding up a number one. They're not even telling you what's going on. It's kind of a mislead. So what is it? Is it Bonner? Is it Headman Bonner?
John Boehner.
Boehner. It's close enough. That's a joke, people. Okay, so Boehner's there, and they've got this picture, and he closes his eyes as he's at the podium and opens them back up. But they took 60 shots in like 3 seconds, so they're only showing his eyelid closes like he's just completely depressed. That's our media, folks. That's our media. They report, you know what? They're the fourth estate. Which, the mental estate? What? I mean, there's something wrong there. Also, just to excite you, because this is always fun, there's a new station coming out telling us really what the where the shutdown all came from. You ready? This is the latest thing. Ready? I want you to get this. Important. Ready? All right. The shutdown, it's George Bush's fault. Okay. So wait a minute. It's George Bush. It's entirely his fault. This is the other thing I love. The nation's never been more divided. Hey, we had a civil war. I think that was pretty dividing, wasn't it? The nation's never been more polarized. We had people on one side of the country killing people on the other side of the country, leaving body parts scattered around for fertilizer. Do you think that was a little more polarizing?
Yeah, families shooting at other family members.
Yeah, I mean, that's talk about, right? And they're like, it's never been more divided. Really? You sure? You sure it's never been more divided? I think the Civil War would beg to differ with you. But anyway, going back to the people that said it's George Bush's fault. I love that. It's George Bush's fault. I want to say this. I've made a decision. Now, Kevin, for After Spoons, Kevin disagrees with me. I'm just going to, but here's my new thing. It's not George Bush's fault. It's George Washington's fault. Come on. If we didn't have the first president and we didn't have the Senate and we didn't have the House, if we didn't have our Congress, there wouldn't be any of this. I blame George Washington.
I blame John Hancock. He signed the Declaration of Independence first.
See, now Kevin says he blames King George. So because of going all the way back to England. I'm thinking, really? I blame George Washington.
So you just had Columbus, David. Let's blame him.
Yeah. Let's blame Columbus. Good idea. You know, good idea. It's Columbus's fault. He did it. He caused this shutdown. Okay. I'm taking a deep breath, everybody. By the way, today, in case you didn't know, because I got this whole thing to do later on. If you didn't know it, Tom Cantor from Friendship with God, Tom Cantor, who's on 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, it's his birthday today. It's Tom Cantor's birthday. So we tried to reach out and get him on the show. We were not able to get him on the show, but I do want to wish Tom a very happy, happy 39th birthday. Tom's 39. You didn't know he's 39? Don't you understand how he does the accounting for the first 6 days and how he talks about this? So Tom is 39 based on the accounting of Genesis 1 and 2 and how it's differing times for differing elements. differing days, differing times. Tom, happy 39th birthday. I thought he'd appreciate that. That's a good one. And then what we're going to, of course, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the fun stuff from the government, stuff like that. Although I was really, really happy to hear that Robert Redford had something to say. I haven't heard from Robert Redford since 1973 when he did The Sting, because that was the last good movie he did 40 years ago. Hey, 40 years ago, I was playing Little League and doing my bar mitzvah. Back off, okay? Always good to know that Robbie's in the business. So he said it's all based on racism, and that's what's paralyzed. It's not all. He said it's based on racism, and that's why we're paralyzing the government. Is that what happened to your movies in the last 40 years? It's racism, so you don't have any good scripts? I'm just trying to figure out where that comes from. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. There's a lot of things going on. The most exciting thing is we're having a very, very special guest come on in the next hour. And in case you didn't know that, we're going to be doing pretty good. We're having Max McLean come on. If you don't know who Max McLean is, he is the artistic director of the Screwtape Letters, the C.S. Lewis Screwtape Letters, that's taking place October 19th at Balboa Park. They're doing two shows, 4 p.m., 8 p.m. He's going to be coming on the show in about 5 minutes, right? Like 4 minutes, 3 minutes. So we're going to have a really good time talking to him, and I'm really looking forward to that, giving him a chance to tell everybody what's going on. So just to keep everybody in tune for what just took place, media photos, not always true. Shutdown is George Bush's fault. No, it's George Washington's fault. Tom Cantor's birthday, he's 39. Check it out, because that's how Genesis flows. And Robert Redford had something to say, but I can't remember because he didn't put his finger up to his nose and give me the wink like he did in The Sting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, lots of fun for everyone.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-611-30 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is, don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now, 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number
2773-16. When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar A no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
Reach your educational goals with National University, an accredited nonprofit university. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree at their San Diego campuses. Learn more at nu.edu.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Time for a weather update. The weather is gorgeous. What else you got to know? Time for a traffic update. You live in California, you drive on the 15, the 5, the 805, the 52, the 56, hike. You don't need to know anything else. That's all you got to know. E. coli termite and pest control is the sponsor of this next segment. Our very own Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady. Da, 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 da. The termite lady. Don't you like that? Da, 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 da. I like that. Our own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the house. She got involved in the business and said, nope. It's not going to happen. So E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out. Because that is a hassle, or doing anything moving out like that's a hassle. And the embarrassment of tenting, which when you put a tent around your house, you're thinking, maybe it's my kid's birthday. When it's around the whole house, we know it's not. So here's what they're doing. It's their 30-year anniversary. 30 years. What were you doing 30 years ago? Think about that. $100 off any termite work. Or $50 off of any initial pest control work from E. coli termite and pest control before their 30th anniversary. That is very, 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 very cool, ladies and gentlemen. You call 1-800-332-BUGS, 1-800-332-BUGS, or you go to ecolatermite.com, ecolatermite.com. Remember, Sue Freeze, she has her own show on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Again, that number, 800-332-BUGS. We say hello to Sue. We congratulate them, by the way, on their 30th anniversary. Very cool. That's very cool stuff. Okay, so our guest is running a little bit behind, which means they're saying they don't go, Phil, Dave, Phil, I've got so much material. The only difference for me is I just don't know which material I'm doing. So while we're doing this, I think what we'll do is we'll do a quick DDD just so that we can find a little bit of encouragement in the midst of all the goofiness that's taking place. Have you ever noticed that there's some goofiness going on around here? It seems to me like goofiness is reigning through the system. I could be wrong, but I think so. All right, so here's something that's really – I want to give you a practical Christian application for fighting against the enemy. Okay, now if you watched or if you saw the post I made today in Facebook, I talked about the fact that the scripture says in Matthew chapter 6 that the prayer that Jesus told us to follow, the model of the prayer was to for God to deliver us from the evil one. There is an evil one, not just evil, which there is evil, but there is also an evil one, a personification of evil itself, who drastically dislikes Christians. And every time I go to teach on this stuff, the enemy seems to kind of cut in and try and subvert what I'm trying to accomplish. So not this time. So what I'm going to tell you is this. So the enemy, what he does is he doesn't come with a neon sign going, "Hi, I'm the enemy. I'm here to mess up your Christian walk. Isn't that fun?" I mean, that's not what he's doing. What he does is he does subtle things and little things, and then he tries to get you to give in a little bit here and a little bit there. I'm not talking about specific orthodox doctrine. I'm talking about your practical walk. I'm talking about, oh, well, it's okay if they live together. Oh, well, it's okay if a guy and a guy gets together and a girl and a girl gets together. Oh, well, it's okay if it's a beast and a man. It's okay. He just tries to move the goalposts every single time on every single issue. So I want to say something, and this has to do with a parable that Jesus told about the virgins. And I want you to hear what I have to say, because there's a practicality in here that a lot of people miss. Because the enemy comes in and he says the littlest nuances, or he tempts you with the nuances, or people say, well, he doesn't really speak to me, or he brings it to your eyes and impressions it on your brain, or he puts the odor in the air. I don't care how you really want to process how that takes place, but you have an enemy. He tries to tempt all of us. He tries to paralyze the Christians with fear, and he tries to blind the minds of those who don't believe, so they never believe. So he's always working on everybody. That's why he gets along so well with the world. Okay? Just so you can understand that. So in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus taught this parable. He was talking about the 10 virgins. Remember that parable on the 10 virgins? No, we're not talking about some kind of, you know, if you get to go to heaven, you get all these virgins. For the life of me, I don't know how that's going to be heaven. But Matthew chapter 25, verse 7 through 9 says the following. Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps, but the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." The sensible ones answered, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Go instead to those who sell and buy oil for themselves." Now listen to what the sensible ones said and what the nonsensible or foolish ones asked. The foolish, there's 10 virgins, 5 were sensible and 5 were foolish. 5 had extra oil, 5 didn't take extra oil. 5 were prepared, 5 were not prepared. Question number one, are we prepared? That's the first question. Are you prepared for the enemy? Are you prepared for when the Lord comes? Are you prepared for temptations? Are you prepared for the Christian walk? Do you wake up and get out of bed, and are you prepped? Is your mind ready? Are you ready when you get up? So the foolish ones and the sensible ones, they go to sleep because they're waiting for the return of the master, and they all get up when he's coming back, and they get up, or sorry, the master doesn't come back yet, but they get up, and they're like, "Hey, we don't have enough oil." So the 5 foolish ones say to the 5 sensible ones, hey, give us some of your oil. Hey, share. It's the Christian thing to do. Share. And what did the sensible ones say? No. You want to hear something? I need you to hear this. Sometimes it's really sensible to just say no. Remember that whole Nancy Reagan and anti-drug campaign, just say no? You think that came out of the thin air? Guess where it had its origins? Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Talking about Christianity, talking about the walk, it says this. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, you know what we need to do? We need to just say no. And sometimes when our flesh is erupting and getting stronger, we need to say no. And sometimes when the devil says, "Oh, just give an inch. Come on. Everybody in Hollywood and Washington says it's okay." You just got to say no. No. It's okay to say that. People are like, they had that movie. Remember that movie with Jim Carrey called Yes Man? Remember that, where he had to say yes to everything? Sometimes you got to just say no. Sometimes when you're in a trial, no. The answer is no. The sensible ones knew how to say no to the foolish ones. And believe me, the foolish ones in the parable, as you listen to the parable, you can tell when Jesus is telling the story how he's saying it. You know, the foolish ones are saying, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. Oh, it's a terrible situation. We don't have enough oil. Give us some of yours. The answer from the sensible ones was no. You didn't prepare. You're living off the fly. No, the answer is no. And while the foolish ones went to go get more prepared or to find more oil or to figure out what to do, that's when the master came. That's when the groom came. And so the key in that story is there is a line that has to be drawn from time to time. And that line applies to people that we deal with as well as the enemy who tries to take a little bit more territory in our minds a little bit at a time. You got to learn to say no. And sometimes to your own flesh, one of the hardest things, and I think RoboPaul would agree with this, sometimes you have to say to yourself, no, I shouldn't do that. No. The answer is no. I'm not doing that. You actually have to say no. And that no has a power to it. It disconnects you from that thing that you're being drawn into. Listen to what that verse says in Titus 2:12. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you just got to say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going that route. Don't feel comfortable. My spirit's not comfortable. Seems like it's the wrong thing. My flesh wants it, but my spirit's like going, no, no, no. And you got to respond to that. You got to yield to that. Sometimes you just say no. You just say no in the circumstance. You just say no to people at times. And you definitely say no to the enemy, lest he take advantage and gain ground on us. Amen? Amen. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out about a river in Egypt. So don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Right now at Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido, lease a new 2014 Lexus IS250 for just $299 a month. For details, call 855-315-4447 or visit Lexus Carlsbad or Lexus Escondido today. One family, two locations, twice the selection.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. I don't know why I say California, IA. I don't know what that, I must have said that like when I was like 10. And for some reason, I can't get rid of it. Somebody asked me why I'm a sports fan, by the way, for Detroit and not as much for San Diego. So I wanted to explain that just so you can understand. If you think it's just simply because I was born in Detroit, you're incorrect. Because they did point out that you're from Detroit, you think Detroit's kind of like yucky. Which to live, it is. But you're a sports fan. There's a deeper reason besides being raised a particular way that I have an affinity for Detroit sports. One, I wish that San Diego was more sports oriented because the Padres don't get a lot of, I don't think they get a ton of support, and they don't do a lot of great performing. And then Chargers are like kind of hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss. See, the great thing about like a place like Detroit, the Pistons are playing preseason games right now. The Wolverines are playing, the Michigan State Spartans are playing, the Detroit Tigers are playing, the Lions are playing, and the Red Wings are playing. You want to know why I like Detroit? Because if 3, 4, or 5 of those fail, one team will win. And then somehow I can always extrapolate that I'm happy. So last night, even though the Tigers lost, the Red Wings won. See how that works. That's how it goes. So that'll solve that for a lot of people right there. In case you didn't understand how that worked. But if San Diego was more, you know, if they had a hockey team and they had a basketball team and they were really, you know what I'm saying? Now, San Diego State, I mean, I support them. But I'm just saying if it was more, I'd totally be into it more.
Yeah, but absolutely.
But it's hard when it's just two and then one of them is kind of absent most of the time.
And for me, being from San Diego, I have to bounce around the country for all my sports.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't like that. I want to remind everybody about the fact that we're going to Israel in 1 year. 1 year, I think it's 1 year from tomorrow. So 366 days. Wow, I'm going to make a prophetic word. Unless there's a big hole in the United States, or unless the Lord comes back in 366 days prophetically, I'm going to Israel. We're going to be doing a trip. You go to Salem, go Israel to get the information. But Reuven, who is our host, who's been on our show, is going to be leading us from Genesis Tours. It's called Experience Israel. And the whole gig is this. You're going to a place where the Bible comes to life. Not one of those tours where you're on the boat and they go, look over there. That's where some things could have happened. That doesn't seem like a good tour. That doesn't seem like it's worth it. With Reuven, completely different. It's $3,795, which you can do in payments. You stay in 4- and 5-star hotels. You get 3 meals a day, excellent guides, drivers. You got air conditioning, transportation, completely safe. It's completely reasonable. And if you've got a pastor or a minister or somebody you want to bless with a gift, this is a great idea to do. SalemGoIsrael.com. They can be joining me and the wife 35 years. It'll be 35 years October 30th for me that I've been a Christian. 35 years October. That's how specific my brother and I are. He just turned his 35th Christian anniversary October 13th. So he's 17 days ahead of me in regards to faith. And he's 4.5 years older than me. So, I mean, that's there's something. Or 3.5. What is he? He's 3.5 years older than me. I forgot. That sometimes I forget. So anyway, he just had his birthday. He's never been to Israel. So the wife and I are going to go, and then maybe we set something up, and then I'll go again with Reuven and his group. So we're excited to see what happens. It'll be fun, okay? It'll be a lot of fun. And the big thing, I mean, everybody's like, well, is it safe? Is it safe? And they've been doing it for like 23 years. Never had an issue ever. They know exactly where to go. They know who they're at. They know what's going on. So that's kind of cool. All right. So I promised you to talk to you about a river in Egypt. And so I shall. And you're thinking, what river are you going to talk about? You're going to talk about the Great Euphrates? No. what river do you think I'm going to be talking about there, Paul? What do you think, Robo Paul? What do you think river I'm going to talk about?
I don't know. I'm kind of in denial about this whole question.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a very good response, Robo Paul. Here's what we got, and this is the big thing I want to talk about here. This is what happened. President Barack Obama says he takes no blame for any government mess whatsoever. Quoting, oh, it's bad when I'm quoting, it's bad. He said, I think if you look at my track record over the last 4 years, I'm sorry, is that a track record like Ben Johnson? Is that the same kind of track record? Wasn't that illegal use of drugs? I have consistently sought compromise. Him and Harry Reid should get together and have tacos. Sometimes to the point where Democrats have been mad at me. Democrats get mad at everybody. But I don't care because I did what I thought was best for the country. Now, I don't deny that he thinks he may have been operating what he did genuinely think. I just think it's a little bit of denial to say, you know, if you look at my track record, you know, I've sought compromise. You can see zero compromise in what's been taking place of recent or of the past. There's just nothing. So I want to point out three very important elements to this story because they're kind of weird in their own way. One, it's really weird for a president to come out and say, I don't take any blame. I know that if you're a Democrat and you're listening to this show, you have to admit that's not often the case where a president comes out and says that. In fact, I think the presidents usually say something to the effect of the buck stops here. Don't they? Isn't that the big famous saying?
That was on Harry Truman's desk.
The buck stops here. So, I mean, it all comes through the presidency. If you think something's going on where the president's not involved, you're so naive, it's unbelievable. You probably think this show's good. That's a joke. Oh, well, kind of. Here's the other thing. Good leadership is like King David. When King David did something wrong and he was confronted, he said, yeah, I did it wrong. I think there's some inability. What is it that would keep a person from saying I've done some things wrong? What would be the thing that would keep you from saying I did something wrong? Now, I'm talking to the audience. If you're a Christian and somebody said, have you ever done anything wrong? You would say no. If somebody asked me if I did something wrong, I'd say every 5 minutes, maybe every 8 minutes. On a good day, every 10 minutes, maybe. I always do stuff wrong. I don't have a problem with saying I always do stuff wrong. I am a sinner who's redeemed by the grace of God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. But guess what? I mess up a lot. Don't you? I just think it's weird for people to go, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. It's kind of a weird, it's almost like when you're in school or something and then the teacher comes in the bathroom and the kids were smoking in there and they'd throw all the cigarettes in the toilet and the smoke's coming up from behind them and the teacher's going, what's going on in here? And you're like, I didn't do anything wrong. It's like, really? Really? You didn't do anything wrong? Really? I don't know. Here's what I think is taking place in this system. Now tell me if you think I'm right about this. I think this particular administration dodges, deflects, and denies. Dodges, deflects, and denies. And here's what I was, what do you think? Yes?
I agree with you completely. And did you say the word dodge?
I did, but I didn't say Dodgers.
Oh,
I said dodge, deflect, and deny.
But
and
you are correct.
Okay. And I would say, kids, don't follow that example. Don't dodge, deflect, and deny. Own it. Eat humble pie. It's good for you. Honor the Lord by being honest about your own evaluation. If you're out there and you're listening to my voice and you can't acknowledge that you've done things wrong, you're doing things wrong, and you will do things wrong, something's wrong. Something's the matter. You should be able to go, yeah, man, thank God for his grace. Otherwise, I'd be in big trouble. It's like sometimes when you watch the TV people and TV personalities, I'm not naming any names, but it's like, we don't do anything wrong here on the show. We never do anything wrong. Really? I do stuff wrong all the time. I read things wrong. I say things wrong. I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. I'm his stuff. I'm his kid. So I'm really subscribing to all of us as Christians praying for our leadership to have a King David-like spirit. When you do something wrong, own it. When you make a mistake, own it. When David was confronted, he said, I did that. Then he pleaded with God not to judge the nation based on his own foolish actions. That's the kind of leadership we need. We need that servant leadership element. I just so long for a leader who would get up there and say, yeah, I did that wrong. I should have done that better. If I get an opportunity, I'll do it better next time. I long for that because that's how my life is. I come before the Lord and I go, oops, I did it and I didn't mean to do it, or I said it and I wish I never said it, and I thought this, or I did this action, or I bothered this person like being persistent, or I gave Robo Paul or Robo Producer a really hard time about something and I shouldn't have. And it's like, if the Holy Spirit convicts you, own it and eat it and move on. Own it, eat the humble pie, and move on. And then you can breathe. Because when you don't confess your sin, it's like the summertime when your body runs out of strength. That's what David said. It's like my strength has been sapped. You know what I'm saying? You get where I'm going with that? Here's my hope. I really hope this. No matter what, Barack Obama is going to be your president for the next 3 years. I think that's right. You should be praying that he gets a David-like spirit, a King David-like spirit. And that when he's confronted or so he's challenged and it's something he's done wrong, he owns it. Says, my man, I own it. It's mine. I messed it up. I apologize. I would long for that in leadership, in political leadership, instead of all of this dodge, deflect, and deny stuff, which I can't stand. It's irritating. Ugh. I can't get away with that with God. How come these guys get away with this? I don't get it. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got more stories, we've got history, we've got DDDs, and tons of fun for almost everyone.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Everyone knows that a gift of jewelry from Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo captures a woman's heart. But did you know that in October, it can also warm the heart of others? That's because now through October 31st, not only will you save up to 50% on an incredible selection of jewelry, but a portion of the proceeds will also go to benefit Breast Cancer Angels in their mission to provide financial and emotional assistance for women with breast cancer. That means now's the perfect time to buy the woman in your life something she'll cherish forever from Unicorn Jewelry's incredible selection of bracelets, rings, earrings, and necklaces from top brands like Tacori, Ratani, and Viraggio, or select from Unicorn certified loose stones to create a one-of-a-kind piece that fits any budget. You'll both feel good knowing you're saving up to 50% off and supporting a great cause. Don't miss the Unicorn Jewelry Pink Sale going on now. Visit Unicorn Jewelry on Bernardo Center Drive or online at unicornjewelry.com today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Or don't go to Facebook and don't type in the David Spoon Experience and don't make a comment. You can do any of those.
David, do you remember what city that the David Spoon experiment the David Spoon Experience resides in?
What city? San Diego? Doesn't it San Diego?
San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Is it San Diego?
San Diego.
Are you sure it's San Diego? I'm just checking. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Schmando.
You are getting a lot better.
Ooh, that's good. That's pretty good. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, by the way. And I got to talk to him. Eric, I know you're listening. You got to call me. We got to get that new copy together. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you. New roof construction, old roof replacement, repairs. Here's the bottom line. If you have any roof issues at all, including modifications, you don't want to use a general contractor. You want to use a roofing contractor. That's what Eric is. 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, or you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, which is the website, which gives you a lot of information. All estimates, by the way, not some, all estimates are free, and you can always call them and talk to them on the phone, and they can tell you, yeah, that sounds like an issue we should look at, or I mean, they'll be honest with you. 760-743-8803. For Excalibur Roofing, if you want somebody working on your roof who you have confidence will help do it correctly. Okay. We're still waiting on our guests. We think there's been a little bit of a glitch there, so we're going to wait. So I do want to talk about a couple of things. And this is something that's going to catch Robo Producer off guard. I got so many stories that he's not ready for, so I'm going to wait till he gets through some of his stuff. But I want to talk about what today is historically. Historically, today is known as Bosses Day. So if you're a boss, you should be really nice to the people that work under you. I don't think that's what the day is for, but I think it's something like that. Also, it's known as Dictionary Day. dictionary, but I don't have a word to say about that. How's that going? That's a good one, right?
Dave, you know, that's not very surprising since the show is very well-defined.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Listen to this one. This one I wrote. Now, you'll know this one. 1793, French Queen Marie Antoinette was guillotined for treason, but I say she was just trying to get ahead in life.
And it's guillotine, not guillotine.
Whatever. Guillotine. It's Gilligantine. Isn't that what it is? And that's when you have to sit there and you watch Gilligan's Island until your head explodes. That's not what it is?
No.
Uh-oh. I've been using that wrong in emails for years.
Time to retake that history test, okay. David.
It's guillotine, right? Guillotine. How come it's guillotine and it's got two L's in it?
I have no idea. Just like we don't live in La Jolla.
I got nothing for you on that one. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began. 1964, China detonated its first atomic bomb. 2001, 12 Senate offices were closed when a letter to Tom Daschle was found to contain anthrax. Not funny. On the good side of things, in 1846, the painkiller ether was demonstrated successfully for the first time. And then the frosted electric light bulb was patented, and it wasn't patented by Thomas Edison. By Westinghouse or by General Electric? By Marvin Pipkin. That's who did the frosted light bulb. See, so somebody came up with the idea for a light bulb, right? Thomas Edison. And then Pipkin goes, hey, I got an idea. Takes the light bulb and frosts it. Not with frosting. And,
is that where they got the idea for frosted flakes?
Yes. That is correct. You are one step ahead of me on that one. See, Antoinette, trying to get ahead in life. Trying to get ahead of the class. Come on, a little Austin Powers. Guillotine. The Gilligantine. I think the Gilligantine's much better.
Hey, you know what team is excellent?
What?
The Dodgers leading 3-2 at the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, okay. That's a good score for right now. I want to see how it is in about an
Backs
hour.
Backs against the wall.
Yeah, I'll be seeing if you're smacking your head against the microphone in about 55 minutes. We'll see. I just want to see.
Conveniently enough, right at the end of the show.
At the end of the show. That's a good idea. Okay, here's something. Here's a thought. We'll go out on this thought because I think we only got like 2 minutes. What do we got, like 2 minutes?
For you, sir, you have 90 seconds.
Oh, okay. Here's a thought. Jesus never said this. Ready? He never said, if you're offended. Did you ever notice that? Jesus never said, if you're offended. You know what he says? He says, when people sin against you, forgive them. He never says, if you're ever offended. It's like when you're offended. You can't forgive if you've never been hurt, but we've been commanded to forgive, indicating that each one of us at some point in life are going to be hurt by somebody. And if you don't know that, then now you do. No matter what you do in going through life, somebody's going to hurt you in some capacity, intentionally, unintentionally. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jesus giving us a command that we are supposed to forgive one another. Why give a command you're supposed to forgive one another unless there's a certainty you're going to be hurt by somebody? That's why we have to be operating in the power of forgiveness on a regular basis, because people do things that are not perfect because people are sinful. And you have to have mercy. And even though there's times where you're thinking, to the moon, you got to sit there and go, okay, God gave me the grace. I got to give them the grace. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at DDDs and a new twist on soccer, only it does have a soccer ball.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.